And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Found Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And it's brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Sinalac County applied for a Michigan Department of Natural Resources Trust Fund grant for a little under $614,000 to fund improvements to Lexington Park. This was approved by the Sinalac County Board of Commissioners. And the search is on for a manager at Forrester Park. Located at 2820 North Lakeshore Road, Carsonville, Michigan, 48419. You can get in touch with Forrester Park by phone at 810-622-8715 or by emailing forestrv@hotmail.com if you are interested. And although Sinalac County's two canine officers have retired, a new one is ready to serve. Dover, a male German Shepherd from Poland, has joined the department. He's ready to take on the duties of narcotics detection, tracking, and suspect apprehension. Besides the Sheriff's Department, Dover will also work with the county's drug task force and will also assist other agencies when needed. Dover's partner and handler is Deputy Jennifer Dillette, and the new canine officer will take over the work that had been done by other canine officers, Phoenix and Susanna. Phoenix retired from the Sheriff's Department and drug task force after 5 years of service due to medical issues. And Susanna currently works at the jail in security and narcotic detection, but is set to retire on April 1st. And contracts for police coverage for two townships were approved by the Sinalac County Commissioners. The board approved non-expiring contracts for law enforcement services between the county's Fremont Township and Marlette Township with the Sinalac County Sheriff's Department. In other police matters, approval was given for the sheriff to purchase a Chevrolet 15-passenger van at a cost not to exceed a little under $60,000. And to send a correctional deputy to the Oakland Community College Police Academy at a cost not to exceed $20,000. And the man known locally as the Wizard, a vagrant who has frequented the Port Austin and Caseville areas for several years before being removed by authorities, was recently arrested after returning to the region. He's been arraigned on criminal charges and is currently being held in Huron County Jail. No other information is available at this time, but we will keep you up to date as more information is released. And we will be right back after this message from AVS Broadband and their tech team.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS Broadband is now hiring a customer care representative. Apply for this and other job openings at avci.net/careers.
And that was a message from our sponsor, AVS Broadband, and their AVS tech team. And that was your news for the hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. And I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.